Let's talk education. Let's talk to a guy. I shouldn't say that. A state senator, former news guy here at WTMJ. Maybe that's where the guy came in. State Senator John Jagler joins us on the phone. Good morning, sir.
I'm just a guy, Steve. It's all right.
You're just a guy talking to a guy on the phone. Absolutely. Trying to say we got to do something about education. That's all it is.
That's what we need to do right now. Absolutely.
So, literacy bill in Wisconsin. Everybody I talk to in Republican circles say Jagler's been all over this, been working hard on this. And I know that to be true. I know I've known you every day of your life. This is something that's really important. Let's walk through some of this, the literacy bill, what it will do, what it's trying to address in Wisconsin.
Well, let's talk about the problem first. I mean, right now you're looking at Wisconsin. We have a big problem with reading in our kids, and it's not getting done. We got two-thirds of our kids. Nearly two-thirds of our kids are not at grade level at fourth grade. We have the largest achievement gap, meaning the differences of scores between African-American students and white students of any basically state in the country. You look at our rankings, we're falling off the map. In 1992, Wisconsin fell, since 92, we fell 31 spots to dead last in black reading achievement. Hispanic students fell from number one to number 28, and white kids fell from number six to number 27. Other states are making changes, and it's time we need to make some changes, too. And it's very interesting to see the first thing we did when we got in, and I was appointed chair of the Senate Education Committee this session, is I held an informational hearing. I called some of the folks together, some of the UW professors who look into this, of the science of reading. We brought in the Department of Public Instruction. We brought in a bunch of folks trying to, like, including some districts that are doing it well, and said, what is going on? And we found out that we basically, across the country, but in Wisconsin in particular, have been teaching kids how to read wrong for a long time.
How did this happen? How did we get there? Because, like you said, we historically were near the top. How did we get to this performance where we're no longer at the place where we need to be in Wisconsin?
It's this big run towards what is called balanced literacy. And you have some very deep-pocketed curriculum folks who make their money on selling curriculum, fancy new things, and fancy new ways of teaching. And they go in and they woo these school districts to buy this. And this is happening all over the country. They bought into balance of literacy, basically to move away from phonics to something called three cueing. So when you get to a word as a kid learning how to read, and you get to a word that you don't understand, rather than try to sound out the word like we grew up, you know, learning, you are supposed to look at pictures and guess. And it's an easier way of doing it, Steve, to be honest. It's an easier way of teaching. It's focused more on how kids feel about reading as opposed to actually being able to read. Let's set them up in environments, in little pods, and we'll give them books and they'll guess. And what happened was during COVID, parents started paying attention, and they thought, maybe it's just my kid, maybe it's not. But then parents started talking. And there was a wonderful podcast series out called Sold a Story. And I encourage everybody to listen to this. Sold a Story. It was an investigative podcast piece that found out that this balanced literacy approach, when you run away from the science of reading, does not work. And this is a movement going on across all the country right now. You have liberal New York school administrators, the superintendent there, moved away from this three-cueing approach and just pleaded to teachers saying, look, this is not your fault. This is not the kids' fault. This is our fault. We foisted this on you, and you have been teaching kids wrong. And when I've been talking to teachers across the district, it's heartbreaking, Steve, because they don't know. This is how they were taught in our colleges, too. This isn't just curriculum. This is how we've been teaching teachers to teach. It's been wrong. And they go through like three stages. They go through anger and denial because, you know, you don't want to be told you're doing it wrong. But then they go through this like grief of the kids that they've slipped through their fingers for so many years as this slide continues. And then they go to enlightenment and let's attack it. And let's go back to the science of reading. More specifically, let's go back to phonics. Let's go back to what we know. And that's what we're trying to do in this bill is some acknowledgement. And I got to admit, you know, I was really nervous with a governor who, you know, has an educational background. This is where he is. How are we going to make such a wholesale change in this environment of divided government? And the Department of Public Instruction has been a pretty good partner all along. It turns out they've been wanting to do this too. They sent out a survey. They had a recommended curriculum list, and they sent it out. There was a survey done of schools in Wisconsin, and nearly 80%, 79% of school districts weren't using curriculum that the Department of Public Instruction was suggesting they use.
So they went rogue, essentially, and were doing their own thing based on all these curriculum newest ideas of the new school year.
Yeah, we are a state that really is great with local control, right? We'll let the local districts decide. Let your administrators, let your school board pick this. Well, and that's great, and I'm all for that. That's a great tradition in Wisconsin. But when they're doing it, and they do it in this whole scale, and they're doing it wrong, and we have the scores and the data to prove it, something has to change. And that's what we're getting out of this bill, which it's going to get overshadowed by the budget tomorrow. And I'm so thankful that you're having me on, because this really is important. You know, you talk about our kids, the path from not being able to read to being incarcerated or being on welfare, it's basically two-thirds. You got a 60% shot.
Direct connection. John Jagler, State Senator John Jagler, joining us on WTMJ. It sounds like, and I was encouraged by what you just said, that the DPI and the governor, to some extent, are understanding something's got to change. And in this case, the something that's got to change is this literacy bill. It's trying to fix some of the things. And I heard a local story from the city of Cudahy, where I grew up.
Yes.
They recognize this, and they changed their curriculum when it comes to teaching.
Absolutely. Cudahy is right in the forefront of doing this before us passing this bill. New Berlin has been just tremendous, and they were a high-achieving district to begin with. So what does the bill do? Well, the first thing it does, my main goal was to ban the three queuing method. So it bans that. It also basically bans it at the college level too, because DPI cannot issue a permit to someone who is taught that way in college. So, but it does much more than that, because what we are hearing is parents weren't being told that their kids were behind. No, doing fine. There's more screening in at the younger level, so we know when kids are off the path. There's parental notification that's required, so the parents get brought in. These kids get put on an individual reading plan. There's literacy coaches that come in, 64 literacy coaches. This is a $50 million bill. The governor asked for $20 million in literacy. We're beefing it up to 50. Literacy coaches that come in, they don't come to talk to the kids. They come to talk to the teachers on how to reprogram and how to get them to teach back the old school way, the science of reading way. So you have the teachers coming in with some professional development help. And all along, these kids, you know, this bill was being held up, to be honest, because there was a lot of people that were focusing on retention. They did not want their kids being held back from third to fourth grade. And that's what some states have done. They focused on retention that works. I can understand their concern. I can understand school districts' concern with that. So what this does, it does not retain anybody under this bill. But what happens is you get put on an individual reading plan that stays with you until you're at grade level. So until you're reading at grade level, that includes some summer reading programs, you know, just some buy-in from the district to go in and get these kids on the correct path.
You know what it sounds like to me? It's just common sense. And why discard things that worked so well in the past just for the newest, fanciest, shiniest new way to teach?
It really is common sense. Even it's so funny, because I was talking to my chief of staff about this. It's like, really, you know, we can argue about how much we spend in schools, and we've had that argument before. But really, isn't that the one thing you should do? I mean, like, why? Yeah, it's $50 million, and some of my colleagues' heads are exploding at that amount. But why are we giving them more to do what they should be doing? But I think it's just a realization that we have a broken system, and it's going to take some resources to fix. So the districts have to switch. There's money for new curriculum in here. There's grants for new curriculum. So You know, they aren't just being forced to switch out without a pathway to funding some of get some partial funding for new curriculum. But we got to go back to just old school ways. And if you look at I've toured New Berlin and the way they've just changed things around, and the teachers are all in, the parents are all in, and we're hoping that some of the districts will do this, you know, without this bill, because they are. It's happening nationwide. But this will at least give them some resources and give them some backbone, some meat on the bone with the literacy coaches, and also money for professional development for teachers and things like that. And it passed bipartisan in the Assembly. I hope we get a bipartisan vote tomorrow in the Senate. And then it's up to the governor to sign. The DPI secretary, Underly, has been supportive. She says it's a step in the right direction. So hopefully with her blessing on it, the governor will sign it.
Love that. Life after radio for John Jagler, doing some important things on education and literacy. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Sold the story. Listen to that podcast, Steve. It'll infuriate you.
I will do
absolutely
that.
Absolutely infuriate you.
Always great. Okay. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time.
You bet, bud. Okay.
All right. State Senator John Jagler, formerly of WTMJ, as I said, doing some great work on behalf of education and literacy.